So I appreciate that Chinamasa, has begun to send a correct message that it is possible for business racial groups to coexist. So I really believe that it's a positive direction, but these things are so many. There are so many rules and regulations. We are not even coping. I don't even know when they're going to start taking effect.
So now, it appears as if there's a conflict between some of these ministers. Do you think that they're doing it in the right way?
Well, the conflict is definitely overplayed, because the Ministry of Finance is the one that is the custodian of the National Treasury. So whenever some minister, other minister, is talking about creating money or spending money on behalf of the government, that should be within the realm of the fiscal algorithm. So I won't look at it really as a conflict. I will look at it as a protest from the Minister of Indigenization, who doesn't really seem to understand what economics is all about. So I think Chinamasa should stick to his guns. And as you say, it would have been better if they had consulted stakeholders. But then again, we are dealing with ZANU-PF here.
So now, can you tell us about one or two positives about this new kind of direction they're taking? Let's say what these regulations are saying.
One of the most positive elements about this regulation for the time being, whether it was gazetted or not, is that it gives the company, the affected company, an opportunity to consider other alternatives of indigenization. In other words, it takes out the shambok and the whip from the instrument and gives dialogue and rationale a chance.